Start this is trading on John Douglas, Douglas, Douglas. John J-O-H-N, John Douglas. D as in David Douglas. Date of birth is 11/14/75. Date of visit 9/6/24. Please make copy for Brian Bogdanovics. Brian, B-R-I-A-N, Bogdanovics is B-O-G-D-A-N-O-W-I-C-Z, Bogdanovics, M-D. Next paragraph. Dear Brian, thank you for sending John Douglas for evaluation. Next paragraph, his present illness. This is a 48-year-old overweight male who has been experiencing tightness in his upper chest and pressure in the mid-chest during exercise, has also experienced shortness of breath with activity, but no wheezing. The patient had weight gain up to 15 pounds in the past 1 year, and does have a history for snoring at night, and has previously been diagnosed to have obstructive sleep apnea. He denies any cough, post-nasal drip, reflux symptoms, nausea, or vomiting. He has not used any inhalers. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history of hypertension and history of hyperlipidemia. He also has obstructive sleep apnea on CPAP and has a history of a right hand and finger deformity from Poland syndrome. Poland, P-O-L-A-N-D, P as in Paul, Poland syndrome. Patient has borderline high blood sugars. Next paragraph. Habits: the patient smoked one pack per day for 10 years and then quit. Drinks alcohol occasionally. He works as a manager of an auto store. Next paragraph. Allergies, none listed. Next. Family history. Father died of lung cancer. Mother is alive and in good health. Next paragraph. System review. The patient has had weight gain, no fatigue or fever, no double vision, cataracts or glaucoma. Has no vertigo, sore throat or hoarseness. He has shortness of breath, chest tightness, and no cough. Nice abdominal pains, nausea, reflux, no diarrhea, constipation. He has occasional chest pains, no jaw pain or palpitations or leg swelling. He has no depression or anxiety. He has easy bruising. He has no joint pains, muscle stiffness, denies seizures, headaches, or memory loss, no skin rash, no itching. Next paragraph, med list included lisinopril, 10 milligrams daily. Next paragraph, physical exam. Oh, could you please also add in the first paragraph, the patient did go for a cardiac workup and apparently it was negative for any acute cardiac event. Next paragraph, physical exam. This is a obese middle-aged white male is alert. In no acute distress, there's no pallor, rictus, clubbing, or peripheral edema. Blood pressure 130 by 70, pulse 72, respiration 20, temperature 97.8, weight is 280, saturation 95. HEND are non-spheric, pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is injected, he has no inflammation. Nasal mucus are clear. Next supple number is no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with clear lung fields, no wheezes. Heart, the absence of regular S1 and S2, no murmur and S3. The abdomen is soft, benign. No mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no lesions, no edema. No cap tenderness, reflexes are 1+. There were no gross motor upsets, cranial nerves, ghostly intact, skin, no lesions. Next paragraph, brush number 1. Dyspnea etiology to be determined. Number 2 is hypertension. Number 3, obstructive sleep apnea. Number 4, exogenous obesity. And next paragraph, plan. The patient was advised to get a complete pulmonary function study, CTA of the chest to rule out PE. A CBC, IgE level, SED rate, and ANA. And was advised to use a Ventolin inhaler 2+ TIDPRN. Continue with CPAP mask nightly at 12 centimeter H2O pressure. And advised weight loss and regular exercise. A follow-up visit approximately 4 weeks. Think was consultation copy for Brian Bogdanowicz, UGDANOWSKI, MD. Thank you.